Hey there, y'all, and welcome back to another episode of Be Still and Run. I am your host, Allie Ann, and today I wanted to continue to the topic of really dialing in on the basics of warming up and starting our day with God. And today I just go over a little bit of different ideas to get your head turning and to get your creativity flowing, to realize that there is no perfect routines, there is no perfect way of doing anything, and so I try to encourage you to really realize that and play around, have fun, be creative in coming up with a morning routine for yourself and also a warm-up that works for your body. So hopefully you can find some motivation and encouragement in this episode, and I will let you guys get right to it. So last week I mentioned a little bit about how the first thing we think about in the morning when we get up is sort of sets the tone for the rest of the day. And as I was thinking about what to write about next, about our warm-up and how it's important to start out on the right foot, I thought of the phrase that a lot of people use, how they will say, "I think I got up on the wrong side of the bed," or "I just feel like I'm in a grumpy mood today." And I've noticed that a lot of times there's different reasons for this, and some of them can be that we thought about something as we went to bed, and that sort of set the tone for how we slept, and that's what we woke up to. Because I've noticed a lot of times whatever you think about before bed also sets the tone for how your morning will go. And we'll talk about that a little bit next month, but I have noticed that you can also have a dream or an attack from the enemy that just upsets you. Or since you haven't eaten for so many hours, your blood sugar could just be low and you need to eat. So as I thought about my life and the days that go really well, I've noticed that it's when I start out on the right foot. And it seems to change how the rest of the day goes. And so I wanted to just talk about the one thing that you should keep in mind and was something that's the most important. And this is that there is no perfect formula out there. There is no perfect way to do your devotions. There's no perfect morning routine, and there's no perfect warm-up for before your runs or your workouts. And I think a lot of times when we research, you know, the professionals and the people we admire, we seem to want to have this perfect routine and this perfect just whatever. And the thing we forget is that there is no such thing as perfectionism on this earth. The only thing that is perfect is not even a thing. It's a person, and it's Jesus. And so just remembering that, remembering that there is no such thing as a perfect morning routine. There's no such thing as perfect devotions. And there is no such thing as a perfect warm-up. So I did want to just give you guys some ideas and maybe show you that there are different ways to be doing things. So I wrote down a list of some things that I've seen other people do and then some things that I have been doing. And then that way you can sort of like come up with your own ideas and your own goals and match it to your life, your personality, because God made you completely different than everybody else. And so the way of doing things is not going to be the same. So some things to keep in mind about your warm-up is that it can be as simple as taking a walk, so doing some jumping jacks, some dynamic stretching, foam rolling, self-massage, or even just a light jog fitting first thing in your miles that you do. And a lot of times we seem to overcomplicate this. I mentioned that last week. And it really does not need to be complicated. The only reason that you are wanting to warm up is so that it gets your muscles ready for the work that you're going to be putting them through. And when they're cold, If you've ever tried to stretch something that's cold, like a rubber band, it's more likely going to stretch in a way that it tears. Or if you've ever seen like the big creases in there, that's what your muscles are doing. So the difference is like when something is warm, when you stretch it, it kind of just folds and molds into itself, and it doesn't like have as many tears or many lines in it. So what your goal really is to warm up your muscles and prioritize the ones that you're going to be using during your workout, but you just don't want them to be tight. So keep that in mind and then keep it as simple as possible. And you also, I've noticed in my own life, it depends on the season you're in as to what your body may need. Sometimes I feel like I am more stiff than others, so I may need some extra stretching, or I may need to jog a little bit longer. And it also depends on how fit you are. Say you want to add in jogging as your warm up. The more miles that you build and rack up during your week, the longer it probably will take you to warm up. But that's not always the case, because I know somebody who runs multiple miles in a week and it only takes them about a mile. And then there's other people who it takes them like 4 miles. So really, it just totally depends on your body. So your goal is to just find out what works for you, find out what works for your body, and then stick to it until it doesn't work anymore. And then you can kind of play around and come up with your own ideas and your own goals, and just keep the goal of warming up your muscles, and knowing why you're wanting to warm them up, so that way you can keep it a priority and be less injured or less likely to get injured. And then if time is an issue, be creative. So you could say do some leg swings while you're making breakfast or doing dishes. And then you could even do some squats or jumping jacks while you wait for your coffee. You can, like I said before, use your warm up in the workout. So like the beginning, just go extra slow, or even just walk the first 5-10 minutes. And that seems to work for me, just depending on the day. Sometimes I'll just go for a walk, sometimes I'll jog, and sometimes I'll do dynamic stretching or leg swings, or it really just depends on the day and how I feel. Sometimes I'll have to do like some bridges because my hips are tight. It really just depends on how my body is doing. So keep that in mind. And then I also wanted to give you some ideas on how to start your day with gut. So remind yourself why you're wanting to start the day with God in the first place. I mentioned this last week, and if you didn't listen to that one, I encourage you to check that one out, because it really sets the tone for the rest of the podcast that I'm planning on for the rest of this month. And so that'll get you a little bit of motivation. Because knowing our reason for why we're doing stuff is really where we're going to get our motivation. And that's what makes motivation not fleeting, is to have a deep reason why. And then when we remind ourselves of that reason, we motivate, most likely we'll pick up some motivation from that. And for me, I have noticed it really helps if as soon as I'm awake, sometimes that takes, I don't know, like 5-10 minutes after the alarm goes off. Sometimes I'll be laying in bed before the alarm goes off and I'll remember. But I like to try and tell God good morning. I used to do this all the time when I was little. But it would actually be, I would tell God good night. And it actually came from, oh, it was John Boy and Mary Ellen. I can't remember what the movie was. You guys can probably figure it out. But they would always tell each other good night throughout the, like, take turns telling everyone good night. And I did that when I was little with my family, and then I would tell God good night. But I kind of carried that over recently into telling God good morning. And it really helps me to be able to set the tone for the morning. And I've also noticed that if I can try and pray throughout my morning routine, So some people can get up and just start doing things right away. Even though I am a morning person, I feel like that I have to have at least a half hour before I'm fully awake, and preferably 3 hours of nobody talking to me. Those are my only morning preferences, other than it being dark as I'm doing devotions. I do like that, but I love my mornings, but I like them to be quiet, and I like people to not talk to me, and I need my coffee or my green tea. I just need some kind of caffeine to stay awake. But I've noticed that if I can pray throughout that morning, however long it takes me to wake up and sit down, sometimes I'll get dressed even, which sort of helps me to wake up. But if I can just pray throughout that whole thing, then I feel like it gets me ready to start devotions. And one of the biggest things in starting your day with God is to make sure that you're spending time in His Word. Don't just pray. Don't just read a devotional, and don't just read the verse for the devotional, but actually sit down and spend time in His Word. It doesn't have to be a long time, but if you're wanting to learn His voice and learn how to interact with Him throughout the day, spending time in His Word is the only way you're going to be able to learn what His voice sounds like, because He will never contradict Scripture, and so that is really going to help you to be able to carry over conversations with him into the day is by learning what his voice sounds like, which sometimes can take a long time. Sometimes I've seen people who can pick it up right away, but for the most part, most people take a while before they finally learn God's voice. And even once they do, they still have to take it to the Bible or really pray about it and make sure what they heard is from God. And then I also think it's very important to sit down undistracted every morning in the same way you would sit over coffee with a friend. So the goal of these morning times is to really make sure that you're spending time with God and you're not just sitting down checking something off your list saying that you read the Bible or you prayed or whatever, but you actually want to sit down and spend time with Him. Sometimes that may even just be sitting in his presence and saying or doing nothing. And that's not to say it's like a meditation practice. It's not emptying your mind. It's sitting in God's presence and with the Bible open, preferably, just so then, because sometimes that'll keep your mind focused on sitting with him. And so that seems to help. But just think of it as you're sitting over coffee with a friend. And then also something that's very important that I didn't actually know was an issue for people until recently that I've heard it more frequently, but don't be afraid to shake up your, not just your morning routine, but your devotional time. You don't always have to spend time with him the same way every morning. Just like if you were to go out on dates with someone, you don't do the exact same thing and even say the same exact things every time you go out. So don't be afraid to one day spend more time in prayer journaling or another day just focus on verse memory or verse meditation or even do a devotional and just sit with that verse that's part of it for a little while. And don't be afraid to change up how long you spend too. Some mornings I've noticed that 30 minutes is okay, and then some mornings I will spend 2 hours just because I got up so early and it just, I get hooked and I can't get out of it. But the goal is to be spending time with him, so just shaking it up and being available to spend longer or shorter periods of time with him. Because it's not like you set a timer when you go on a date with someone and be like, okay, the time's up, we should go home now. So just really try to think of what you would be doing if you were actually sitting and spending time with someone. So the next thing is to remember to carry your time over into the rest of the day. This is what totally changed my life is first I started inviting God to run with me on my workouts, and That actually came from an invitation from him. He encouraged me to do that. And lately, not lately, it's probably been about a year or more. Actually, it's probably been more than a year, but he started encouraging me to invite him to run the day with me, to really practice his presence and imagining him just being there. What would he be doing? What would he be saying? Just things like that. Just really knowing that he's there because he never leaves you nor forsakes you. And so that's a really good thing to practice, and that also helps you to be able to make decisions throughout the day. So these are just some ideas that I have come up with that you can try and see what works for you, but you can also have fun and experiment, but make sure you experiment safely if it's for your runs, because if you do too much or too little, it can be detrimental to your body. And also just see what works for you and really make sure that what you're doing is something that you actually want to be doing. Because a lot of times we will do something just because we feel like we should be, or we do things that we feel like somebody else was watching us and we feel guilty if we don't do it. So make sure that what you're doing is actually good for your body and good for your time and your schedule, and just try to stop worrying about what other people think about it. It's between you and God, and when you get to heaven, you're going to be standing before Him answering for what you did, not for what somebody else did. So keep that in mind. And then also a little tip of when you are trying to figure out what works for you. This can go for your physical and your spiritual, but just try to change one thing at a time, because if you try to change everything at once, it's going to really affect your ability to be able to figure out what really works, because you won't know which one of them is the cause of what's working for you. And so if you change one thing at a time, then not only will it become a habit if it is good for you, but it will also be, you'll know that it's not something else that is affecting it or affecting your success or whatever you want to call it. So, next week I wanted to talk a little bit more on how to not overcomplicate your warm-up and devotions and to really dive into how simple this area should be and a little bit more on why it's so important to not overcomplicate it and to really dial in to how much your body really needs and not necessarily what you think it needs. So that is all for today. I did want to mention that in trying to figure out routines, a lot of times we will try to do it in our own strength. And John 15:5 at the end says, without Jesus, you can do nothing. Or Jesus is actually saying, without me, you can do nothing. And yet in Philippians 4:13, it says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. So I like to, throughout the day, sometimes just tell myself, without Jesus, I can do nothing, but with him, I can do everything. And I feel like a lot of times people twist this last scripture of, I can do all things through Christ. And they will use this to try to tell people that what they're doing is right and that God's going to help them. And that's not necessarily true. It's whatever God is leading you to do, you can do it. And whatever you are doing with God, you can do it. It has to be His strength in you, and He's not going to help you do something that is harmful to you or that is not good for you or that's going to destroy the name of Christ if you're wanting that to be a priority in your life, is honoring His name. So this can't be used for like fulfilling your lust and your desires. This is for you can do all things through Christ in His will and what He wants you to do. And so just remembering that Through him, you can set out the day on the right foot. You can change your mindset if you feel like you did get up on the wrong side of the bed. You can still turn around and use the power of God's word and truth and really thinking on that and focusing on Christ to turn your day around before it actually starts. So that is all for today. I hope you guys found a little bit of motivation in there to just try to start your mornings outright and to change it around before it actually starts by just focusing on Christ and really realizing that there is no perfect formula. There is no perfect anything. You're completely different than anybody else. Your schedule needs family, your ability. The availability to be flexible, your work demand, your background, your friends, just everything about you is totally different. And so remember that there is no perfect formula. Just encourage you to drop the perfectionism mindset and to be creative with the gifts and the life that God has given you. So be creative, have fun, and I'll see you next time. Thank you all so much for listening to another episode of Be Still and Run, where we focus on keeping the Christian life simple as it's supposed to be, where we realize what our reason on this earth is and why we're here, and also realizing that if we dial in on the basics of life for the Christian life and for runners, that we really don't need to worry about all of this extra stuff going on around us and it confusing us and making life more complicated, because life really should not be complicated. It should be simple and basic. And if your personality doesn't seem like a simple or basic kind of personality, like you're more fun, more colorful, that is perfectly fine, but you can still, in your colorfulness, have a basic and a simple life that isn't overcomplicated or creating a bunch of anxiety. So, if you are new, thank you so much for tuning in. And if you are a repeat or you have been here for a while, thank you so much for coming back. And I can't wait to be diving into the warm up for two more episodes, and then hopefully, Lord willing, I will be having an interview that I'm really excited about. I am excited to get into a conversation with someone I met, and hopefully, it'll be encouraging to you. Hopefully, it'll work out. Maybe you could pray that it works out. But I really pray that this was a blessing to you today, and happy running.